Yeah, there was a Viperplex straight key that had been in the fire, and the base, it was, you know, it was a custom one made for Fist, and this particular one was serial number 88 for you know, what was her name there, the famous gal that her, she had the fire. This one was custom made for her. It had a red base, but it, I didn't know this because you had it on the bench there, and it was horrible looking. It was, the base was just all like melted. And I'm like, what is this all over this key? And so, you know, it gave me a pretty good deal on it. And so I got home and I started researching it and everything. And I found out it was kind of a special, you know, key for her. And then, let me get this story straight. If I catch you again on here, I don't want to screw it up because the story is so good. And I ended up moving it along. And when you hear, you know, who got it and all that stuff, it just really ended up where it needed to be. And I got what ultimately I was looking for, you know, because I'm a kind of a collector of the chrome, the deluxe version, you know, with the chrome base. And I ended up getting what I wanted out of the deal, and you know, originally, and a great story on that key though. But yeah, that, and then there was that amp. I still got that. That's going in my, the one I got at the GM swap from you. I'm pretty sure I got that from you. That was another estate thing. That Meritron amp. That's earmarked for the car that's 75% complete for HF. Anyhow, Jerry, last miling it, or are you gone, or what?
I'm in the driveway, so, yes, you guys, am I better?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. These are, you can fetch the big bucks for those. And, there's a lot of Vibraflex, collectors out there. Yeah, I was looking at the Bugatti one. I emailed the Traveler. I wanted to keep in my Bronco. I have one, but I wanted to get a second one. And see, there was one in QRZ. But I'll have to wait and see if the guy has sold it or not. If not, I'll get one at Dayton. Anyway, 73, I'll have a good day. KG8, 8-7.